Santa
flowers,
Rosa.
Seeds, wine, champagne, and more. Only at Raley's in Knob Hill.
Hi there. Good evening. Welcome to your Saturday night. We're here to share your stories from the heart. We're here to set your night to music and help you relax and unwind and thoroughly delve into your weekend with all your heart.
Come home to Delilah. You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, 'cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for? Fading in, fading out, on the edge of paradise. Every inch of your skin is a holy grail I've gotta find. Only you can set my heart on fire, on fire. Yeah, I'll let you set.
AJ, what can I do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to possibly have you pick a song for. There's a friend of mine who we've talked and worked together a lot, and we've always kind of been interested in each other, and now possibly we're starting to date, and I know she's listening right now because, in fact, we just talked earlier, so I figured I wanted to call and send a song out to her.
And what's her name?
Her name is Christy.
Now, where is Christy on the spectrum of friend, kissy face friend, girlfriend, fiance, wife?
Well, right now, we're moving from more from friends to kissy face friends to possibly girlfriend.
So we've done the kissy face.
Yeah.
We like the kissy face.
Yeah.
Very good kissy face.
Very much so.
Okay, let me find a song to let her know that.
Okay.
You have a good night.
Can't make you happy, oh, now. You can't fight it, you can't breathe. You say- something so loving, but now I gotta let you go. You'll be better off in someone new. I don't wanna be alone. You know it hurts me too. You look so broken when you cry. One more and then I say goodbye. Sleeping, smile so comfortable. I just wish that I could give you that look that's perfectly unsaid. Sometimes all I think about is you. Late nights in the middle of June. He always been faking me out. He always been faking me out.
I got this letter from Greg, who says, recently, right after my birthday and my third wedding anniversary, I found out from my wife's boyfriend that they have been having a relationship. I suspected something was going on between them from the time it started, but no, she assured me they only kissed accidentally and it never went beyond that. She even denied that anything had ever happened until I confronted her, since her boyfriend came clean and shared everything. I am big on trust and respect. I want to save my marriage. I don't want to split my daughter from her two brothers, my two stepsons. But is she a person worth staying with? Can I ever trust her again? I loved her dearly once, but now it's hard to even say those words. Greg, I will have my Mother Delilah response for your Delilah dilemma coming up next. You're listening to Delilah, Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Hey, business owners. Only you know who you need to best keep things moving, but that doesn't mean you have to find candidates all on your own. You need Indeed, the hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. With Indeed's virtual interview tool, you can seamlessly schedule and conduct interviews right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
One common misconception about any type of relationship is that it has to be easy to be right. The truth is, the best relationships happen when both people put in the time, love, and commitment to make them great. That might look like scheduling regular calls to keep up with a long-distance friend, improving communication with a partner, adapting to a colleague's working style, or reconciling a difference in values with a parent. But working on your relationships isn't easy, and sometimes you need a little support to navigate the most difficult and challenging parts, and that's where therapy can help. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime for no charge. There are so many different relationships in your life. Give them all some love with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/tool today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/tool for 10% off your first month.
This year, change how you see your hair with Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement brand that improves your hair strength, length, and visible thickness. Nutrafol's multiple formulas can show why you should not have to settle for a one-size-fits-all approach. Take the first step towards healthy hair at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com.
KCST. All began, it just seemed like heaven, so I did it. Do you remember? Back in the fall, when we did again, all day long. Do you remember us holding hands? Remember we just
Crime Dog here. I deal with a lot of criminal types, and lately, more of them are identity thieves, because identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes in America. So let's hear how they do it.
Identities are easy to catch online. I just go fishing for them. I send people an official-looking email pretending to be their bank or credit card company and ask them to confirm their personal information. Hooks them every time.
Stealing folks' identity is as easy as standing behind them on the checkout line. When they open their wallets, I'm ready to take a picture of their driver's license with my cell phone camera. It's a snap.
You can learn a lot from the criminal mind, but you can learn even more from me. Safeguard your personal information on the phone, online, and especially around the house, because half of identity theft is committed by people you think you know. Take it from McGruff. Keep your identity to yourself and take a bite out of crime. For more information, visit the National Crime Prevention Council at ncpc.org.
A message from this station, the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Sonoma County, you've been asking what the folks behind the KZST microphones look like. Well, if you're curious, go to the internet and click on KZST.com on Sonoma County's one and only KZST. Tonight's Delilah's Dilemma is heartbreaking. A man named Greg found out after his third anniversary that his wife had been unfaithful with a good friend of theirs. The friend came clean, and once he put the facts out there, the wife had to confess. And now the husband is trying to decide. He says, "I loved her dearly once, but now it's hard to even say the words." Gregory, the only way your marriage can be saved is if your wife wants to save it and is willing to do the hard work to fix what she broke. Number one, first and foremost, she needs to come clean. And you don't need the disgusting details that will only further break your heart, but you do need to know the truth. And you shouldn't be the one prying it out of her. She should be the one offering up the truth. Number two, she needs to go speak to somebody and figure out why, when she is the mother of three young children and married to someone who loves her, why she betrayed you, why she got into this mess in the first place. She'll say it's because you didn't give her enough attention. She'll say blah, blah, blah. But that's not the truth, probably. I mean, it could be. Maybe you weren't emotionally available to her, but it doesn't sound like that. You sound like you were very much into your family. So I don't know that. I don't know the truth. But if she strayed because of something in her past, because she was abused as a child, because her parents were split up and her mother was not faithful or whatever, if there is a pattern of behavior, she will repeat it again if she doesn't get help for it. Simply saying, "I'm sorry," doesn't change anything. If she's not willing to change her behavior, to change her thought patterns, to change the way she acts, then nothing is going to change, and no, you won't be able to trust her again. But if she wants to save this marriage, if she wants to work with you, if she wants to come clean, change her behaviors, get help, of course your marriage can be saved. Many, many, many people have been able to rebuild after their marriage was smashed to bits by infidelity. But it takes hard work on her part to own her behavior, and it's going to take hard work on your part to forgive.
Oceans apart, day after day, and I slowly go insane. I hear your voice on the line, but it doesn't stop the pain. If I see you
your dial is set on the softer side of the radio dial. KZST.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things.